Hey, this is Jody T. Pratt. I wrote a book, Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection, 13 Disturbing Tales of the Misfortune. If you like the bizarre and all things dark, and you love this show, you'll love this. Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection on Amazon right now. The link will be in the description. On with the show. And welcome back to the Scrapbook Podcast. Season 2. Make our movie. Same approach, different execution. Please enjoy the show. And welcome back to the Scrapbook Podcast. This is your host, Jody Pratt, with my fellow host, Patrick Wigfall, and our special fucking guest. Our special guest, the man of the fucking hour. Our man, Damar. B.
Yo.
You're trying to be humble. He's an asshole.
All right, we're going to do a little bit different this time. I'm going to come with the location, Patrick with the time period, and Damar's going to come up with the genre. And we're going to get this shit started. Something quick, something easy for you guys to digest. We're back, baby. I'm going to start with area. I'll start with the area, and then you guys get whatever you fucking, you know, whatever the fuck you want. So let's go with the Midwest. The Midwest, Arkansas. No, Utah. No, Iowa. Iowa.
Nice. I don't think we've done Iowa yet.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Iowa.
I don't know shit about Iowa either. That's the beautiful part.
Yeah.
It's all fiction, baby.
Yeah.
this don't got to be really, bro.
Fiction's the best because it's just made up.
We start doing biographies. That's when you guys start researching shit.
All right. What do you got for?
For what am I?
Time period.
A time period? Iowa. Let's go 1911.
Okay.
We haven't done that time period yet. We either do the 50s, the 800s, or like pagan times back in like the 1600s. Times.
Absolutely.
1911 in mid Arkansas? Or no, Iowa.
Iowa, 1911.
Genre. What you want to do?
Genre. Speak
sci-fi.
Up.
Sci-fi.
Oh, I'm about to buzz. Let's go.
Easily all right. Sci-fi.
Yeah. Let's go. Right. Okay.
I'd say sci-fi slash tech.
Slash what?
Tech. Like technology.
Ooh, so like...
Like cyberpunk. It's not a genre in itself, but like...
It's subgenre.
Subgenre, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
So like the industrial complex kind of thing?
Or it could be a nigga who invented... When did cars... When were cars...
Late 1800s.
Yeah, I'd say,
Ford was pushing out shit in the early 1900s.
Yeah. Have you heard about... Okay, damn, nigga. I'm back to the shit. Have you heard about his rubber tree plants? Like, his cities...
What?
His cities he had in Brazil.
Ooh.
He, Ford.
Henry Ford?
Yes. He had whole...
How do you for knowing his first name?
Whole cities... In Brazil, in the jungle to house these rubber tree plants for rubber, right? And hundreds of people got killed by jaguars. Hundreds of people died from, and they hired for the grunt work. They hired natives.
Wait, stop. Hold on. So when you say like Brazil, my nigga, you talking like the Amazon?
Brazil, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Boa, yes, bro. And this nigga. This nigga built like this big ass city, which was it was like beautiful fucking houses, streets, street lights, all that shit
in the Amazon.
In the fucking Amazon, bro.
What happened to it?
It's some people live there. They like I was
I'm
saying.
Pretty sure there aren't people living in the Amazon,
buddy. It was a city in there.
Yeah,
it was a city, but some of it is
bro,
taken.
Hold on, though. Like, there's no
let's
proof.
Let's tighten this bitch up.
That buddy, there was ever proof of a city buddy, in the Amazon.
Do you want to bet?
100% there is, dude. I don't know what you're saying, but I know this is falling. So let's get on top of that. But for sure. Nigga. Oh, shit. There we go. I think it was just too far over.
Yeah, it was my fault. It was kind of bending for it. Yeah, so that's why I had you come sit here because you knew how to talk into that bitch and let him.
You trying to say I'm ignorant?
I think he invited you on a podcast and called you ignorant. Though, you know what I mean? I don't think he insinuated. Pretty sure he did.
But like, give me one example of proof of said Amazonian city, because right now you're pulling the lost city of Atlantis out your ass.
Okay, I'll show you.
No, look it up. I got you, Brad.
Because I
100% there are full ass cities in the middle of the Amazon that have been overgrown by the jungle again.
No. Name one.
Nigga, I don't speak
okay, then.
Portugal's or whatever
you
the fuck
name
it is.
Name a city.
Nigga, the Lost City of Z. Like that movie with the old boy from fucking Sons of Anarchy. That guy, he found a city. You know what it was?
I remember this, this is real shit.
There was an English explorer that came to the Amazon, and he floated down, and he saw crazy cities, but then he also gave everybody everything.
It's called Fordlandia, buddy.
Boom.
In Brazil.
Okay, I see, like, one house. I think it takes more than one house to
let the city. I'm letting it. You keep turning it away.
It was called, trying to prove your point, but you won't let me see the entire city. But it's okay. I see a lake house and a boat.
Uh-huh.
That qualifies as a city now?
No, let it scroll past you.
Like,
man.
I know Sacramento's small, you but
know,
goddamn.
You know, it's called Fordlandia, right?
You can name things whatever they want.
You okay, thought yeah, you hated sure. arguing with me.
No, it's good. It's good. I like it. Look how big it was. This is a map of it.
Yeah, run.
Look how big that is.
It's bigger than Oakland.
There's a water tower.
Yep, go ahead. Keep it rolling.
It's funny how it's bigger than SF, too, huh? Almost like it's a city.
It's never not. It's not bigger than SF, but
100%. Nice try. 100% that is.
Nice try.
That is the size of a small state.
It's in the city of Aviro.
I love how you're acting like if you don't know the name of it, it's not real. You're like, Aviro?
Because I don't know how to say it. I don't speak Spanish. I'm not trying to offend anyone.
No, it's Portuguese. Enough. Don't worry about it.
Is that not a form of Spanish?
Portuguese.
No, kinda.
Yeah.
But we put respect on Brazil. We respect Brazil.
Look, don't respond back to him because he's going to keep this going.
Look, I'm not trying to do anything on purpose. I'm asking for clarification.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure
the listeners would also want to ask these
Believe
questions.
Me.
So I'm just Believe being me. The voice of reason, okay? I'm getting attacked when I was invited here.
Right.
God damn it.
You called me in a bind.
Man's invited down to a podcast and said it's going to be good, jolly fun. And here, man's getting invited. And
are you Jamaican or English? What are we doing here?
Not ting to worry about, brother.
He's Canadian.
It's not a ting to worry about, brother.
I hear a ting. I can't have you in my household.
What's wrong with it?
The bad man tings, you know.
Yeah. You know what it is, isn't it?
I know what it is. I'm just saying you can't be around my kids.
We don't support.
Okay, so it says the city was abandoned. Shut up. Does that still make it a city?
100%.
Because
like,
it was,
wait, because like it rose.
What constitutes a city then? In your head?
No, I'm just saying because like
niggas
remove cities.
It's not there anymore. Well, the structures are still there. It's overgrown. Some people live in the housing still.
Oh, like squatters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's
no. You said that. Let me explain because when you said. There's people still living in the fake Amazonian city jungle.
It's not fake. It was real.
Yeah, okay.
It's like...
But I didn't spend 45 minutes watching a documentary on Vice on Fordlandia for you to question my authority.
Look, all I'm saying is you can say it's no longer in effect.
Right.
No longer a city.
But that
and normal.
You could say that about Detroit. You could say the people living in those houses after the industrial
Detroit's still a city. There's like half that area. Detroit that's shit. And then there's the other half that like regular people live and have
an
area.
And there's a nice spot on Amazon somewhere. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like if you say niggas are living in abandoned houses, like technically they don't live there. Like you're not gonna send these niggas mail. In the middle of the jungle.
That is
Amazon delivery today ain't happening. Okay.
They do it by bird. Calm down.
Damn.
By drone. But yeah.
Damn, by bird. That's crazy.
Endangered species bird too, on top of that.
Yeah, they got a whole fucking ship. Anyway.
Iowa 1911 sci-fi tech.
Let's run it.
Do you want to have like a mad scientist creating
why
a thing?
Why is it always got to go to a mad scientist?
I fear science.
What about like the dude before Tesla? The dude that taught Tesla or something? Fleeing persecution?
I thought this was fiction. Why we got to have an actual person? Why don't we make it up on the fly?
Just to bridge it to something.
No.
Yeah, to set a baseline for an idea.
Let me go adjacent from that.
We don't have to do Tesla. I don't give a fuck. The nigga loved a pigeon. I don't give a fuck.
He loved a pigeon?
He was in love with a pigeon at the end of his life.
Man, it's crazy.
And maybe that pigeon loved him back. We don't know. We'll never know that pigeon story.
I'm pretty sure it did. Yeah, maybe a pigeon was code word for a bitch.
Wait, hold on. So something's coming to me.
Okay, what's up?
Imagine snap fingers type shit, you know what I'm
saying?
Look, y'all know the thing about the birds not being real, right?
Yes.
Yeah, drones?
Yeah. Well, why not make that a thing? Like, why not run off the plane?
Oh, the beginning of that?
And make Tesla make the birds.
And he fell in love with AI.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
I like that.
And the first bird that wasn't real wasn't actually a bird because he made it. It's a creation of technology and science. And they're spying on us because he's part of the fucking secret society. The lizard people or whatever the fuck they're called.
Oh, damn. You just brought
Oh, you want to go with lizard people, dog? That's my lane. I don't know, lizard people.
A lot of people love the lizard thing.
It's even better because then you can be like, there is different sex of birds as far as like section. God damn it. There's like, it's like, there's certain birds that kill the other birds to clear out the area. So yeah, the like only bird flying over are actual like niggas that are watching you. And then you got birds that are like talking to people.
Yeah.
Or focusing on
and
like a certain
person. And this is 1911. So you guys want to, well, we can go with any sort of frame of reference with time, but you want to go with like recordings and shit with spy technology?
Yeah.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Oh, shit.
Russian spy type shit.
What about the first World War was about this time in the 20s, a little bit before this, right? Maybe like an implant was put here.
No.
We're not
doing the Manchurian Candidate type shit.
Oh.
I hate all that implant.
You don't like that?
No.
Oh, okay.
You don't like the MK Ultra?
He's mind controlled over this.
No. Implant as in like the nigga is from. Oh, who started the First World War?
Oh, you mean a fucking.
Wasn't that Italy?
A spy.
Wasn't it?
Yeah,
Stalin?
A spy.
Yeah.
A spy.
Not implant as in like.
No, but he was implanted. Shit. In the, no, not man.
There's another
I
word
get
for
what
it.
You mean.
Another word for that.
Yeah, but he was put in
incel,
this incel. Right? He was put in the city.
Yeah.
In Iowa.
Yeah.
And the nigga he's an Italian spy.
Why does he gotta be Italian?
Because that was a major
was
part
people,
of World War One.
Stalin.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that? Some Mussolini
I was just
going
to make it be the white man because, you know, they fuck up everything.
Hey,
that's fine, too.
Little that's do you fine know too. Italian is white. Hot take.
They know one language, so, you know, kind of, sort of.
And make a spicy meatball.
We're
going to get canceled. This is going to be the one that tips it over.
Make a spicy
This is great. We're going to have a comeback to fall off.
I am not.
Okay.
Okay.
You have a pen? Fuck it.
So let's start with. Trying to write it down?
No. I usually jot down notes about I'll put to make it cement. It'll be the character's name.
Oh, I see what you mean.
The city.
Yeah.
We make up a city. You know what I'm saying? That's what I usually do.
I got you. The whiteboard's not in here yet.
Yeah. Let's go with. You think he comes with the whole family?
Nah.
No.
No, just by himself.
Nah. He makes a family.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nigga. Yeah. So
gotta blend in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then the first cinema was where? Like recording. Visual recording. When was that?
First visual like recordings?
Yeah.
1800s. Late 1800s.
Oh, we can have this nigga really like spying.
With birds. Yeah.
But recording the shit.
Yeah,
but they're big birds though.
No, they're pigeons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, is he...
I mean,
they're the leaders of the birds ain't real movement type
shit. Very true.
Thunderbirds.
Thunderbird.
Thunderbirds are
like Ho-Oh.
Give me a, basically, bro. Give me a half second to explain this.
Goddamn Ho-Oh.
Goddamn Zapdos.
Exactly.
Goddamn Articuno.
The reason that they started and stopped in such a short amount of time was that he was testing technology. Mm-hmm. And it was too big and it was too easily seen.
Is a Thunderbird a real bird?
I know a thunderclap.
It is for the Native Americans. They were like big ass vultures that used to eat people. Yeah,
because the only Thunderbird I know back on, is the fucking car.
And and the Thunderbirds, like,
shout out to Ford.
They also said that they came with with the storms.
Nigga, this is a storms, big ass eagle.
Electricity.
Let me see.
Bro, I'm telling you, what if his early adaptions were Thunderbirds?
It is a big ass eagle.
Oh, shit.
This is a big ass eagle.
And it came with the storm.
Okay.
Electricity.
So let's say.
So what if he's figuring out how to do this? Mm. And his first one is big and bulky, and he's like, people are shooting at it. People are fucking shooting at it. Yeah, we need them to be smaller.
Like the Wright brothers in the plane and shit.
Exactly. You know, it's them niggas made it for about 80 feet and then took a hard L.
Yeah.
And then we're like, this ain't working. Yep. But it works, kinda.
But it works.
Okay, bet. So he's shipped over here from Italy because they know the U.S. is going to hop in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But years before, because they're planning to start this World War
One. Facts.
Right? Mm-hmm. So they're like 10, 15 years before, they plant him in the U.S.
Yeah.
He's about how old?
20s?
Early 20s?
Early 30s.
Early 30s?
Back then, nigga.
That's old.
That's
exactly. But he's set but in
gotta,
on his no, craft.
But you gotta remember.
Okay, yeah.
You don't just come out this bitch at 22 in the 1900s.
Okay. No, that's not
making
true.
Shit happen.
That is not true.
Name me one nigga who was 21 and made shit happen.
Many of niggas.
Einstein was in his early 30s when he started making his shit
the
up.
The niggas who killed Franz Ferdinand. Yeah. The seven.
You talking about that bull from that
people?
Book I read when I was young?
when they assassinated him, like a bunch of these niggas, they were all little niggas.
Okay, look. Like, the reason why he's young is one, the time frame for him to be implanted in the U.S. before, like, the war starts doesn't make sense for him to be an old ass man.
But I never said old ass man.
But look, you said 30s. Nigga, that's old. That means by the time the war starts, he's going to be like fucking 40.
But that's not saying that he didn't get here when he was 15 and when he made shit happen.
But that's what we're saying. Like, he would come over when he's like 20 and he would go to our engineering schools, soak up the game.
I don't think that that should happen back in the day. Because
he's already done went to school.
All right, let's meet in the middle. Let's say about 26. You say 30, you say fucking 21.
I'll give y'all early 20s. I don't really care about the age.
I was okay.
Okay.
I'm just in here just to make
the nigga
ruckus.
Obviously, his name is Mario.
And, why?
You're an idiot, dude.
I was thinking
he's just going for the easiest Italian name that he could think of.
I mean, I was thinking Luigi, but yeah.
Hey, okay, we can say it.
I was thinking about Linguini. You fucking racist.
That's racist. Shout
I know. I was trying to go as hard as I could with it. We're gonna lose the two Italian people that listen.
And let's say he came up with this idea, the loose idea. There was no solid manufacturing of this bird, but he had it on paper. And it checked out with all other Italian scientists that this is good. He just has to fucking make it.
Right. He was in the collective.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
that's
his pitch.
He sent his ass over.
And he's a great talker. He has to have a quirk though. What is his quirk?
Quirk.
Yeah. Is he like?
He's like a tick.
Tick.
He drinks.
Like a tick.
Oh, you mean like a nuance?
Yeah.
Quirk. Niggas these days.
Shout out to My Hero Academia.
Yeah, that's what I kept thinking. Yeah. I'm like, yo, what? I mean, why not make him smoke? It's the 1900s.
I like it. I like it. I like it. Smokes. It like smokes heavily though.
Yeah. A lot. Like mad cigarettes.
Like to the point where his house, the inside of his house is like coated in
yellow.
Yeah. But yeah, I like that. Give him a little bit of character.
Yeah, well,
he would hang out in an aviary.
Yeah.
100% he's hanging out with birds all day.
Yeah.
Watching their flight patterns and being like, how is the weight distribution to the body to the wing size?
But we started this as in he created that
Right.
Sort so of birds well, but he's trying to model it down.
Right. But he already has the idea, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, like, he should be, like, trying to work in the Air Force type shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because, like, American Air Force. Like, he wants to be by planes that are, like, essentially what he's trying to make. Like, something that can fly.
Yeah.
But, like, small scale. Like, you know, RC Air Hogs type shit.
Yeah, I like that.
Nice. I like nice. That. I do like that.
So
I
he gets like out that. Here 26, 27. Yeah.
And enlist. Because, like, enlist. Wasn't checking papers. Yeah, like that, quick, bro.
But, like, quickly
hey, bro, you could jog in off the boat.
Yeah.
And then nice. Niggas were just like, you're an American? You think and you're like, yep. And
does he fall in love?
Oh, of course.
No. He has no love in his
falls
heart.
Falls in love with a man.
No, of course he does.
Okay.
Of course he does.
He has no love in his heart.
No, he does. He falls in love.
Boy or girl. He came here for a mission to destroy the U.S.
That's what gets it fucked up, though.
Yeah, exactly.
He does it, though. He does it. In this shit, he does that.
He always ruins shit, bruh. Like, that's the point. That's too easy of an out to be like, I fell in love and now I've lost my whole pride ship of my country.
Yeah, but he doesn't
The downfall is she finds out.
And leaves his ass.
And leaves him.
Or
but
outs
he
him.
Has to do.
What if she outs him?
Ooh, nigga. What if she. Okay, wait. Back it up a little bit. So he goes into the aviary. He's enlisting in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And when did the Air Force start?
I don't know.
I have no clue when the Air Force started.
There's been many wars.
I thought the US
we were just talking about. Oh no, when that start? Sorry, buddy. I thought you're like, when did that idea happen?
No,
I thought
no.
That's what you just said. Right?
And you looked offended, and I was like, bro, why are you so offended?
I was like,
bro,
was like, look, bro, you're right. Did I fucking?
This nigga almost threw his glasses at me. You know, I was just like, bro, now we're both blind.
Bro was ready to come across the table.
You chirp one more time. This nigga come across the table. You got one more in you, dog. You better sip that cranberry real hard.
It's a mixed drink, by the way. But yes. Sidebar while he's looking this up. So the whole Thunderbird thing, I think they made a Scooby-Doo episode about that shit. Hilarious,
100% they did. 100%.
Hilarious, by the way.
Thunderbirds are
big screeching bird into the.
It's 1947.
So. And what I think wait, would be really
wait that doesn't even make any sense.
On September,
the Wright brothers were in the 20s. Yeah, so it makes sense that they would.
But we already have World War One, and I know niggas was using planes to bomb motherfuckers.
By order of the
but they still were using planes.
So. Niggas were falling to the ground on the way to battle because they were like, "Damn, I put gas in the oil."
I think they just needed to figure out a better way. That's probably what inspired
Air
Force.
By 1947, the order of the Secretary of Defense personnel of the Army Air Forces were transferred to the Department of the Army, formerly War Department. Damn, these niggas had simple names.
Simple names.
We fight War. Army.
hey, what am I gonna do here? Fight? Okay.
Yeah. To the Department of Air Force and establish the United States Air Force in 1947.
So it
kind of
existed.
So they
didn't call it that.
Sure existed before that.
They just didn't call it that. They was mad simple.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, for sure, people had an idea of like aerodynamics as far as like weaponizing it.
Oh yeah.
100%. But how advanced was it? Because I feel like still to this day, people are, or the government is, we're 20 years behind what they're putting out. They're 20 years past what they're putting out. They're acting like they don't have shit that they already have.
So air service was made 1918 to July 1926. And then U.S. Army Air Corps was 1926 to 41. And then U.S. Army Air Forces was
they just
changed their fucking names.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go with the Air Service. That's so hard. That's air so service. Hard. The Air
it
Service.
It sounds like dropping off babies mid-flight.
Hello, storks. Hello, storks.
It's just storks just splashing babies on the ground.
And they're just like,
they are not
like a
good
water
at
balloon,
aiming.
And they're just like.
Somebody's like, do you hear a baby crying? They hear a smack. Oh, God.
Dear God.
Imagine,
baby
falls
imagine
the
trying to walk
side.
To work and get smacked in the head by a whole ass baby, though.
Right?
Bro, I would be tripping. Like, who the fuck threw a baby at me?
Instantly, your back is broken.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is
what,
a
what, the momentum of a like 11-pound baby?
Yeah.
God bro, damn. If that hit your neck, bro, oh, it's a wrap. Y'all both taking that long L.
Paralyzed.
You're taking a long sleep, nigga, because you're going to hit your head.
Yeah.
But they're soft, though.
Yeah, but everything's hard when it goes fast
enough. And baby going to die.
Yeah, that's very true.
That baby pops on you, you know what I mean?
You remember that episode of the episode of Family Guy?
A big paintball.
Where they threw the penny off of the Empire State Building.
Oh, yeah.
And it split the nigga in half, and it's like a little nigga inside.
Yeah.
Genius, bro. Okay, so he joins the Air Service.
Air Service, yeah.
And starts to copy it, bring home the shit he's missing. Yeah, right? Yeah. And in there, he finds...
Hey, starts improving his prototypes.
Exactly.
How to model it down smaller.
Smaller and smaller and smaller.
Are they with him to make the Thunderbird?
No, he's by himself.
So he's out there sitting out in the bayou, not in the bayous, but like the...
In the Great Plains of Iowa.
Yeah, the flats and shit.
Yeah.
He's in there because the air is really good for that out there. And people are just like, I just see a big bird. It's not flapping, though.
Yeah.
And
he's a genius, too, so...
Would you think he has, like, a speaker on it to go, ew, like, to, like, really, like,
to
screech?
To make it sound normal.
No,
to, like...
What? No, you don't like that?
No, not at all.
I would assume.
Wait, because stop. Like, okay, if the whole premise of this is, like, birds aren't real, how would anyone know what the fuck a bird sounds
no,
like?
No, birds are real, nigga. He's playing off of that birds are...
Not real.
No. He started that. That comes from him.
He started the birds.
But birds don't exist in this reality.
Exactly.
At all.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was talking about when you guys talking about pigeons.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, we started this off of pigeons.
No. Yeah. He started the whole birds aren't real thing because of this shit.
Oh, so what about the birds from like before this?
There were none.
Yeah.
Oh, so these flying things just showed up one random day?
Yeah, exactly. He created the birds.
All right, I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take that. I was going to argue it, but fuck it. If that's what the reality is going to be, let's change that reality. There's never been a bird before.
Well, we never changed it. You just weren't
a bird. And remember.
you want to burn all of them. This nigga's got nothing but a matchbook and bad ideas. Let's go, bro. Let's go.
And a pocket full of lighter fluid, nigga.
Let's highlight the bad ideas. Bro.
This nigga's just going like this on both of us. Like, we're going to have a good time. I like it though.
Is that not what you wanted? Entertainment?
I thought that it was going to be this dude playing off of the fact that birds are rampant and being like, I could throw a few of my spy birds in there.
Birds have never been rampant.
100%. Have you ever been to New York? I know you have. You ever seen a pigeon, nigga?
Yeah, plenty of them.
They're everywhere.
And he created
you
them.
You ever been to downtown
he
Sacramento?
He created them.
He created the birds. They're
so all of the part, pigeons are...
Yes, bro.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Fiction.
Well, I would throw my cup at you too, nigga. Both of y'all can catch it, bro. I'm pretty sure I can punch you to you before.
I'm trying to get you up to speed, my brother.
Maybe a secretary he falls in love with. And he builds all this shit, and this is over time. Him failing, he comes home with broken arms and shit.
Why aren't people shooting these birds out of the sky?
Because it's too fast. He's built it a certain way.
Like, they're not just like continuously flying, because obviously shit doesn't work.
Exactly. This is one of the things that they brought up. Because at the beginning, we'll have him sitting down with Italian personnel, and they're bringing him hard-ass questions.
Yeah.
What if this gets shot down? He's like... By how it moves, it's going to look like it's moving slower than it is. You will never be able to shoot that out of the sky.
Yep. And it's also not on any radar because it's a bird.
Exactly.
And the radars weren't popping like that yet.
Yeah.
That too.
And it's like certain things that he answers forward, you know what I mean? Because we want to be very clear.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a foolproof fucking idea.
Yeah.
This is why I'm going here. Yeah. And he's a genius.
Yeah.
But he just needed that little bit of American... ingenuity to make it happen.
American cooch.
so he comes home with
don't ever whisper American cooch. like that's so weird.
He comes home
my ear is so close to that, dude. It was like you whispered American cooch in my ear. Very off-putting.
No one told you to lean over into the microphone.
I'm sitting like this.
You're
what do you want me to
into
do?
It.
Okay.
No,
you are.
Please do that.
I can feel the breath on my ear.
I need
bro,
that.
No one's even pointing here directly.
Now he's offended. Oh, yeah. Now he's offended. Leaning hella far over.
Okay. All right. So he comes home with like bruises and broken bones because he's trying to get, the problem is the launch.
Yeah.
He's trying to launch him off right. And then now he has about 50, 60 of these little ass niggas.
Yeah.
Have different sizes that he's trying to launch off, and they're recording everything he's going. They're going a distance and he's driving out. Because he doesn't know how to return these motherfuckers yet.
Yeah, he hasn't figured that out.
Yeah, so he's driving out to the spots and spending hella money on this and that. She's, like, wondering where this nigga is.
Yeah.
And how do you want him to be found out by her?
Well, I want her to, like, play a key role into to making it work. Let's make love work out for one goddamn time. Yeah.
Do you think she helps him get intel?
No, but like...
Okay, I like that.
I want her to be like...
We did say that, huh?
An engineering boss bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she actually knows what the fuck she's doing, like, but she's a secretary too, because she has a vagina. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
And then...
She's telling them where the proximity of where it should land.
exactly.
Based off of what he's
putting into it. And it's like one of these things, right?
You're overestimating it.
Yeah.
It's going to be way lower because of... The temperature in this area, you're gonna have to deal with moisture content.
She's been
you're
in not thinking Iowa about moisture all content. Her life.
Yeah, bro.
She knows the terrain. And she knows the territory. And she's
exactly. She ain't a spy, bro. She's been riding a horse through the fucking back hills of wherever the fuck it's Iowa
like
is.
It's like one of these things. He's sitting like he has his blueprints out and he's calculating this shit. I'm using a calculator.
Yeah, I was gonna say whiteboard.
No. He's using a what is it called?
Chalkboard.
The Asian joint. Where you moving over
abacus.
He was fucking moving the abacus.
I was so far off. And he's something with the S.
There's an S in there. No, there's an X.
But no, I was going to start with the S.
He's scratching his head and like smoking a cigar.
And then she walks by, you're like, you're off by two decimals.
And she had like, yeah, bro. He's like, no, you got to, yep.
And dinner's ready. Yeah. Bring your ass out of here. Come on, bro. Let's go.
That nigga ashes the board like, goddamn.
And it'd be great for him to be like really stressing over something and she comes in like that with a cup of coffee and she's like, you're off two decimals. Yeah. And the size is off.
Yeah.
You can't have that flying for too long if it's that big. You gotta condense.
And you'll never get it to return. He's just like, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, that's it. Yeah.
He's like, and how are they landing if they're so heavy?
Yep.
You have to make it smaller.
And he's fucked up a lot of material. Like, he has to reuse the material because he doesn't want to stand out.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
really, he's doing the.
And that's why the pigeon has so many different colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's different metals.
Yeah. Damn. The back of damn. Okay, we get to that part. He has so much video and audio from recording because let's say Iowa has a military base. That's why they stationed him there.
Yeah.
First of all, nobody's gonna fucking look in Iowa for a spy. But also, they're coming up with some shit. You know what I'm saying? Some like a nuclear weapon or some shit like that before Oppenheimer. You know what I mean? Like something. That was close to the hydrogen bomb? No, you don't like that?
No, it's too...
because they stole the entire idea from the Russians, so it's like...
So there's a Russian... No, I'm playing.
No. What about that? That he finds a small, like, section of Russians?
No.
I kind of...
I'm going America in this bitch. Look, and I think saying, that it should be him finding out something that is happening without his knowledge... As he's trying to fuck up America. I agree with that,
but not bombs. Because...
No, I'm not saying bombs. I'm just saying bombs.
I know, but I'm just saying, because if it's bombs, it'd be like, why these niggas didn't win the war?
That's true.
Because they weren't dope.
Oh, what if we have it... It's not even war-related, what he finds out. It's America-related things. Like, they're poisoning their own people to shorten their life expectancy or create...
Doritos are the devil.
You know what I'm saying? Like some like
they in a create, German camp?
Like Monster Energy drink. You know that's the devil, right?
No. Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
They used
to put cocaine in that shit. Nigga, they were making
Coca-Cola. Hey, that was a dope drink. Bro, you tell me you trying to turn up on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Have a Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
In 1905. And you're good.
Let's have him find out that it's not even a war thing because the war is he finds out war is imminent regardless. But
Yeah, he's like,
what's really is happening is that
they're making them addicted to opioids.
Yes, bro. That they're they're nigga, they're making them addicted to opioids, bro.
Sons of bitch.
That's what it is, bro. They yeah.
He finds out that they're dope in their own country.
Yeah,
to keep them stupid and like numb. Sedentary.
Put the shit in the drinks. Putting the shit in the food.
Yep. And then outright anything.
Sit down, drink.
The housewife is sad?
Yeah.
Give her some opioids.
Yep.
Are you a little bit depressed? Your kids are fucking irritating you?
Opiates.
Yeah, opiates.
Yeah.
And he finds this shit out, and they're like, that he gets
it. What is a barbiturate?
Barbiturate.
Barbiturate.
Yeah,
that?
It's a mood stabilizer. Yeah.
I always thought that you were just saying like habitual. I thought it was somebody who did habitual, like did an act habitually. So I was like, I thought barbiturate meant
No. Habitual is that the repetition of the act.
Yeah, but barbiturate is
mood stabilizer.
Nice. So that's what they're doing, barbiturates.
Yeah, exactly. Barbiturates to make the American people sedentary.
Yeah, because we're a Riley bunch.
Yeah.
You get us
too lit, bro.
You get us headed to one direction and everybody got the same idea. Yeah. Nothing will not happen. We literally said, fuck off to England.
Yeah, January 6th, nigga.
Just off of like a few niggas being like, I don't like that shit.
Yeah. Like, our American whites went and took the whole Capitol. What?
I don't claim them niggas, but yeah.
I love America. I will forever love America.
Nah. I don't claim the niggas that stormed the Capitol, no.
Oh, no. I don't claim them.
Not the new niggas that did that.
Yeah. No. That's what I meant.
I meant the originals.
They're a part of...
I support the originals.
Yeah, the original ones. The niggas with the horns and shit? Nah, they in prison. Yeah. And they deserve to be there. You don't storm the fucking Capitol as an American.
I like how, like, none of them niggas died, though.
Like, nobody got shot.
Not one person.
If they were Asian, Mexican,
they
black.
They were anything other than white.
Let's be real, though. If they were Asian, massacre. They would have snuck right the fucking...
No alarm would have been heard that day. So
they just found a dead body.
Is that a ninja joke?
Ninja stars. Why did you fuck up my joke? Damn. There's hella ninja stars in one of the senators.
That was a tad bit racist.
Okay.
That nigga said, sneak right past you.
I stand by the joke.
Let me sneak right past you.
Okay. Excuse me, pardon me.
I was leading into that so hard and you fucked me. That was a good 30-second lead up.
Yeah, and that's what he finds out. And like maybe the end is his... He gets this information back to Italy.
Yeah.
He's just like, we have a bigger problem than a fucking world war. Our economy is going to be fine, I guess. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They are...
We can't end up like the Americans.
Yeah, bro. They are making
them... That's probably what he's preaching.
Yeah. They make it... They are making their people sedentary.
Yeah.
Purposely.
They are killing them.
And then the Italian government's like, I don't give a fuck.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
That was the most. I don't give a fuck.
The hand movement you can do over a mic and everybody can hear it.
Y'all
it's
heard
crazy.
It. You know me. It's Jody B.
Sticker crazy.
But so, in that, that's where he becomes successful though. Is because he literally created this thing, and they're forever going to be a thing after this.
His curiosity became his obsession.
Yeah,
and that's how he actually perfected devices.
So what about this at the end of it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that he's sitting at a table right at like an Italian like press conference about like his monumental thing?
Is he like old now?
No, I would say he's. Like you guys said, 32, 31.
I mean, as in this press conference.
No, this press conference is to show that he's lost control of what he's created.
They started creating
and
themselves.
And so he's sitting there, and people are clicking pictures, and then you see figureheads in the background.
No. Stop. What you said was wrong. No.
No?
What?
No. Like, you know why were they creating themselves? The fucking birds.
Buddy.
No, but like...
No.
Let me finish my fucking thought.
No, this is what it is, right?
Let me finish my thought.
I throw something in. I throw something
in. Down to the law of music, dude. I'm going to scoot the fuck up. Goddamn.
heard that, bro.
You heard it.
I mean, yeah. I see skies of blue.
I think it was about to. You're a piece of shit, dude.
You're a piece of shit, dude. That's how I fucking. What is Sully's dude's name? He's like, I got nothing but you. Yeah, dude, I'm sick. Fuck off.
Ooh, shit.
But it's him it's him seeing engagement with other nations through leaders and walking out of the room.
Mm.
And him being like, I've lost control of this, and now everybody has what they need to be able to spy on their own country. Right. Nobody is worried about the habituates. Nobody's worried about what America's doing to its populace. Right. They're more worried about getting that technology to their homeland so they can do the same shit.
Right.
And that's how it gets out. And that's,
and that's the
worldly.
Sad part about it.
But I would say that he gives the ideas back to his, like, European counterparts in the council, the lizard people, right?
Uh-huh.
And they keep mass creating it. And, like, it's running on its own because he created the artificial intelligence for it to, like, you know,
he made the first artificial intelligence,
but like basically like a program for it to go out, search, scan, record, and upload.
Mm.
Right.
And they're doing it so high that.
Well, maybe not even really... upload because it's so old, right? Maybe back then they.
No, they got to retrieve these
bitches. Yeah. They would fly back and like retrieve the tape. That's why they got those pigeon coops where they train the birds.
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pigeon people.
And that's why we get so many different kinds of birds. It's because every nation. They're trying to make something just like, yeah, this is natural. You know, flamingo.
Those bird people in New York that people call crazy, they're actually like reverse spies. Spying on the government.
That's where you play into it.
And this
nigga,
is
fucking Home Alone 2, nigga. That bitch was Russian? Nice.
And it's by the time it gets to like Home Alone 2 in time, it's an out of date kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like it's not used a lot, but it's still flown.
Yeah,
it's became natural in our society.
Yeah.
It's more along the lines of catching like a criminal.
Yeah,
rather than to like spy.
It's CCTV.
On yeah, basically, yeah,
yeah.
Because taking it away would also cause mass hysteria.
Yeah,
because no the birds went away.
Yeah.
Where'd the birds go?
Where'd all of the birds go?
And then he
and the fact that nobody from before 1911 knows, like, is aware enough to be like, I've never seen a fucking bird before.
Yeah.
It's easy to manipulate like
easily,
history
because it's like,
and
you
be
know,
like, oh, yeah, it was always had birds. Yeah.
Exactly. There was no documented cases. Right. Exactly.
Where are the bones? They're real small.
And then if you get scientists to say, like, yeah, these are things.
You pay a few niggas off.
Yeah, no, but it's
just like the whole, like, 9 out of 10 dentists recommend, like.
Where's that one?
Who are these 10?
Yeah. Who the fuck did y'all ask?
Yeah.
Can I get names?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, just like them starting breakfast. Them promoting bacon, them promoting milk in America. It's
bacon
all
is hella
of the same
good,
shit.
I was going to say, like, what's wrong with bacon?
Bacon
is y'all know shit. Breakfast is a white man. No, I'm playing. But, yeah. And then, like,
we'll allow it.
And then later on.
God damn it, dude. God damn it.
And then later on, Mario Luigi, he gets... assassinated.
Mario Luigi.
He gets assassinated in an airport, like going back to Italy.
Yeah.
Like
with
he's dying
with his wife.
A bird flying over him.
Nigga!
Yeah.
With his wife, bro, they're kind of gray and shit, and he just like, and he sees a fucking single bird just flapping.
Yeah, he's got that mundane.
And looks down at him and just like,
and then he touches her face, and then he looks over and he sees.
And the bird winks.
The fucking
Yeah. It shudders. The shutter closes. And he's like, God.
And then the plane blows
America.
Up. Plane blows up. Boom. Everybody
dead. Yeah, bro.
God bless America. Yeah,
oh, man. Man, dude, we got to do a Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah. Anyway, this is so good. I
still remember it completely.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, but like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back to like the mass hysteria thing. Like, they already tried to like prove that was a bad idea. You remember them fucking murder hornets?
Yeah, African fucking.
Uh huh. That just magically was not a thing anymore.
Yep.
They were like, yeah, we're going to. Still hurt when they sting you, but they won't kill you.
No, but they were like, we're going to use these bees, right? Put that in air quotes for you niggas listening. These bees to, you know, get rid of the birds, the pigeons and shit like that, because, like, they were like, this is, you know, not needed anymore. But then they realized how much mass hysteria it caused and was like, probably a bad idea.
I do believe they set forth things that they can't control.
100%.
And the second they lose control, they're just like, it's nature.
Blow it up.
No, but like, how has nature not been able to balance that out? It's because it's a new thing.
And they use it's that so been... much because they can just pull out the Uno reverse, like, but it's nature.
Yeah.
we can't control nature.
You just say nature and you're just like, yep. Okay.
Oh, what is the new thing that they started using in the last 2 years? Atmospheric rivers.
Yeah. That's why we've been raining in Sacramento
never
for 19 years.
Never in my motherfucking life have I ever heard of that.
Never heard of that. They're making up new words and then being like,
but it might be the whole shell shock. PTSD kind of thing where they change the name to it where it won't, it's a new thing so you can apply new
so you don't offend
subscriptions to exactly so you don't really scare anybody.
Well, too late, like, I'm like, offended.
They these niggas come back with shell shock, they're like, let's change the name to it so people don't know that it's this horrible thing where we took video of these niggas shaking and shit and screaming at lights coming on.
Yeah.
Let's change it. Let's change the name to something new and cause
that
a new...
doesn't have that negative connotation.
Exactly, bro. So you just say, call it something new. This whole rain...
So what about Pluto then, bro? Like, that's still a planet in my heart.
All this shit's a simulation.
Oh, God, bro. That's still a fucking planet, bro.
Yeah.
Call it a dwarf moon. Go suck my dick. Yeah. That shit is a fucking planet. And I failed classes for things that they're changing now. So stick to it or let it go.
Yeah.
Stop with this bullshit where you're failing people from school.
And I want to say that.
Or at least be like.
The moon is hollow. Yeah, go ahead.
Nigga, what?
The moon is hollow.
100%.
Y'all believe the moon is even a thing?
Bro.
Oh.
Ooh. We getting deep. Don't play with me, nigga. We getting some real shit.
Fucking move. Right. All right, go ahead. Right.
It really doesn't.
No, it does
it
not.
It totally doesn't.
We move around it.
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm. No, the moon moves like, around us.
R.I.P. my nigga Akira.
So you just said it doesn't move, though.
I think it's a
it doesn't rotate.
He's like, I'm just
it
saying.
Doesn't, it doesn't move. It stays in one spot.
Yeah.
And it moves like this.
It's fake as shit. You ever looked at the moon and looked at it and been like, that seemed fake?
We hit it with a missile, rang for hours. Just saying.
It what?
Yeah, no, it's a it's
we
a
hit
hologram.
It with a missile, it rang for hours.
It's a hologram, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
a good idea.
Like in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Like simulation. Oh, ooh. Like when Vegeta's trying to get his tail?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bless, damn. Bless.
Yep.
R.I.P. Old bruh. Yeah. R.I.P. old bruh who made Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
I didn't even...
Yeah.
It's like one of those niggas that you don't even...
You didn't realize you loved him.
Just don't ever imagine
dying. You put him at a space where it's like... He ain't never gonna die, nigga. Like you're not even thought about as of dying. Like
Betty White, and then she died. And it was like, what?
Yeah, R.I.P. Betty White.
Right before 99 too.
Yeah, bro.
They had to take her for the hundo.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. You know what it is.
No, R.I.P. Betty White, bro.
Shout out to all the organizations listening to this. We don't know anything. I promise you.
Yeah, don't sue us, bro.
It's all speculation, baby.
Yeah.
We just joking around. Opinions of our own entities and nothing more.
Yeah. this is Jody Pratt with my host, Patrick Wickfall, with our special guest, Damar B. We love you. Don't
stop
being.
What do you want
to call
this?
What do you want to call it?
Birds aren't real.
Nice. Okay.
I like it. That's what A24 shit.
Yeah. Birds aren't real. Okay with that.
I like it.
Yes.
This is the Scrapbook Podcast. We love you. Don't stop being creative. Peace.
Deuces.